The California governor's race is in its final week before next Tuesday's primary. As Capital Public Radio's Ben Adler reports, the candidates are hitting the road as campaign ads swarm voters' screens and mailboxes.
Thank you all very, very much for coming out. Everyone, check out the bus.
What do we want?
Yeah!
What do we want? Yeah!
Gavin Newsom held a rally on the steps of San Francisco City Hall before hopping on a bus to start a week-long campaign swing. On the bus, reporters pressed the lieutenant governor on if he could credibly seize the fiscal restraint mantle from Governor Jerry Brown as the adult in the room, with Newsom's costly proposals like single-payer health care and universal preschool. Newsom said he does not want to go back to the dark days of state budget cuts in the next recession.
I'm not a profligate Democrat. I have bold ideas. I want to be audacious in terms of the goals, but I'm not reckless.
Newsom is seen as a lock to finish first in next week's primary, in which the top two finishers, regardless of political party, advance to the November general election. That leaves several other candidates fighting for second place.
President Donald Trump endorsed John Cox for governor, saying California deserves a great governor.
Republican businessman John Cox is touting the second tweet in as many weeks from President Trump. He hopes this new ad will encourage GOP voters to coalesce behind him and not his conservative rival, Assemblyman Travis Allen, to avoid Republicans being shut out of the top two. State Treasurer John Chung, meanwhile, is turning his attention to former Los Angeles Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa.
Antonio Villaraigosa betrayed us to make millions for himself.
As Chung tries to edge out Villaraigosa as the top Democratic alternative to Newsom. Villaraigosa, however, is ignoring the negative ads aimed at him by Chung and Newsom and sticking religiously to his talking points in this new ad. That shows a cell phone video of ICE arresting a mother living in the country illegally.
As governor, I'll not only fight to keep families together, but also to create jobs with dignity and respect.
It may reflect that he needs to convince voters who are less likely to vote in low turnout primaries to cast their ballots this time around, and that going negative won't help. I'm Ben Adler.